From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Police in riot gear smashed the front door of a polling station with a hammer in Catalonia Sunday, where the regional leader was expected to cast his vote in the banned independence referendum there. There were also scuffles between the police and voters that erupted outside one polling center. Catalans began voting Sunday in the disputed independence referendum while police seized the ballots of at least one polling station. And Spain's Interior Ministry said on Twitter more ballot boxes would be snatched as police continued their deployment throughout. A regional government spokesman said voters could cast their ballots at any polling station instead of their designated one, since Spanish authorities have sealed off some polling stations and confiscated ballots. The U.S. State Department says North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs. That's according to U.S. State Department after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. He departed China Saturday evening after meeting top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, to seek cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Xi shared his thoughts on President Donald Trump's upcoming Asia visit.
I believe President Trump's upcoming visit to China is an important opportunity for furthering the China-U.S. relationship, and I hope the teams from both sides will make full preparation for this important event. I believe his visit will be a special, wonderful, and successful one.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. This is according to the U.S. Department of Defense, while 95% remain without power. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello noted, however, Saturday that some recovery has been made. He said 51 of the island's 60 hospitals are now open and airports and seaports are receiving shipments. U.S. President Donald Trump from his golf club in New Jersey launched a bitter Twitter tirade Saturday morning against the San Juan mayor, Carmen Yulín Cruz, who's been critical of the Trump administration's efforts. Cruz, whose home has been damaged in the storm, is living in a shelter with her family.
I hope that he has a chance to go into the areas that are most devastated. And I hope he gets a chance to really look at people. Look at people's faces, see them drinking from a creek, and know that we may be small, but we are great in valor.
Cruz accused the Trump administration of killing us with inefficiency and begged Mr. Trump to make sure somebody in charge that is up to the task of saving lives. Pakistan's military chief, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, traveled to neighboring Afghanistan on Sunday for a day-long official visit to discuss ways to enhance bilateral counterterrorism and border security cooperation. That general meets with the Afghan president and military counterparts in Kabul. A bilateral ceasefire agreement between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, takes effect Sunday. Marissa Melton has details.
The head of the ELN, Nicolas Rodriguez, in a rare video Friday, was shown ordering rebels to stand down ahead of the ceasefire commencing Sunday. Rodriguez expressed confidence that about 1,500 rebels belonging to ELN would obey orders not to attack government troops or take other offensive actions banned by the ceasefire. Friday, President Juan Manuel Santos signed a decree ordering troops not to attack the ELN rebels once the temporary ceasefire takes effect. The ceasefire will initially last until January 9th, after which it can be renewed by mutual consent. The truce is to be monitored by observers from the United Nations, assisted by the Roman Catholic Church. The ELN is considered a terrorist group by the United States and European Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And former U.S. football star O.J. Simpson is celebrating freedom now. A Nevada State Prison spokeswoman said he was released from prison after 9 years. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.